Welcome, everyone. I just want to preface my remarks by saying that during the course of them, I may offend some of you. I want to beg for your indulgence, and I'm certainly happy to continue the conversation later. And I think in many ways what I'm going to share comes from a place of deep grief as well as anger. Friday was the funeral for Yaakov Don, who was a member of our town, Alon Shvut. I went to the funeral along with my wife and children and hundreds, thousands of other people. And that funeral was a genuine outpouring of grief over a life cut short. In spite of the fact that there were 10 or so speakers that shared their grief, there were no calls for vengeance or for revenge. Yaakov Don was one of three victims in the area of Gush Etzion that was killed on Thursday. Yaakov himself was the child of Holocaust survivors. He was 49 years old. He had four children. He was a teacher and an educator. He was completing his PhD in technology and Jewish education. Ezra Schwartz was a young Bostonian who was here on a year program. He didn't live in Gush Etzion. He was there in order to strengthen and inspire the people that live there. And Shadi Arafa was a Palestinian Arab from Hebron, described in the media as an innocent bystander, as if somehow Yaakov and Ezra were somehow less innocent. I guess I could say, I knew Yaakov personally, that's number one. I remember him from yeshiva and from the community. A jovial character, always happy, always optimistic, always helpful, always kind, always compassionate, who devoted his life to Jewish education because he believed in it and was committed to Jewish practice because he felt that it was important. And he was killed as he made a left turn from Alon Shvut to do two things. The first was to pick up chalot at the local Rami Levi, where Arabs and Israelis shopped together. And the second was to learn with his two children who were in yeshiva in Male Adumim. As he made the turn, his car was stuck in traffic, and a Palestinian terrorist came by in his car, shooting an Uzi out of the window, and instantly killed him with shots to the head. Ezra and Shadi Arafa were killed at the same time. I guess I might say that in many ways, I found this particularly troubling because Yaakov and Yaakov's biography are not that dissimilar from mine or from many of the other teachers who teach in this institution. I came home on Thursday. I couldn't cross the police line by the time I wanted to. It was a complete scene of pandemonium. Ambulances, police, soldiers. And that continued for many hours. As for Ezra, 18 years old, coming to Israel for a year, seeking to inspire and to be inspired, on a journey, looking for transformation, I'd say in many ways, Ezra is not that dissimilar from you, the people in this room. I should point out that on that bloody Thursday, two more Israelis were stabbed to death in Tel Aviv. And the five that died really constitute the largest casualty figure of this, what some are calling the Third Intifada. I'll complete the account by saying that after the murderer had killed Yaakov and had killed Ezra and had killed Shadi, who was the innocent bystander, he plowed his vehicle into another car and calmly got out with his hands on his head, knowing full well that the Israeli security would not shoot him dead. So you might say he manipulated the values of the Israeli security forces in order to come out victorious. Needless to say, there's been no official PA condemnation. The Arc de Triomphe was not illuminated in solidarity with the colors of the Israeli flag. And the predictable, traditional celebrations and distribution of candy took place in Gaza and Hebron. And of course, a proud Palestinian mother who could only gush about the wonderful heroics of her brave son. I said that what I would share might be uncomfortable for some of you, but it comes from a place of love as well as a place of pain. And it comes from someone who is a proponent of Western values, of Western liberalism, of Western humanism, as many of you are. What I want to say is the following. There is no grievance, there is no oppression, there is no frustration, and there is no anger that can justify the cold-blooded murder of innocent civilians. And even as I state what I think is obvious, we should be acutely aware that the prevailing Muslim culture in this region of the world profoundly disagrees with my categorical condemnation. It is a culture which incites and educates to Jew hatred and dreams of the day when the Jewish state will finally be extirpated. And we do ourselves a profound disservice by imagining otherwise. Because as modern Western liberals, we want to desperately believe that most Palestinian Arabs, Egyptians, Syrians, Jordanians, Iraqis, or Saudis, for that matter, believe otherwise and value what we value, but we're profoundly wrong. Yaakov Dan's murder is a tragedy that I refuse to pass over in silence, even as I continue to pray for better days. I'm going to ask Tzvi to learn a couple of Mishnayot in his memory. And as I said, I'm more than happy to continue the conversation in a less charged atmosphere at a different time.
It's a custom to learn Mishnayot in the memory of those who passed. The letters Mishnah spell out Neshama, so I'll simply take two of them that I think are relevant. Yoshua ben Prachi Omer, Aseh lecha Rav uknei lecha Chaver, v'havei dana kol adam l'kav zchut. Find for yourself or create for yourself a teacher, acquire for yourself a friend, and judge all people favorably. I know Yaakov Don fairly well, and I can say with certainty that all those things applied to him, and I'm sure applied to other victims as well. Asarani Sionot Nitnasa Avram Avinu Alava Shalom Vamad Bakulam Lohodia Kamachibato Shal Avram Avinu Alava Shalom. The Mishnah Avot also relates that Avram Avinu was tested 10 times, and to show the great love of Avram Avinu, that he was tested and that he passed these tests. I'm not making any theological claims about what's happening now, whether this is God testing us or not, but for me it's relevant to realize that sometimes life experience causes us to feel grateful and optimistic and happy, and sometimes we have to find the means to feel gratitude and happiness in the face of events, and that is our test to discover and maintain an optimism and a hopefulness for the future in spite of what's going on around us. Yehei Zichron Baruch.